You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
What's up,
What's
everybody?
What's up, duckies?
It's your girl, Nikki Trends.
I'm Manny Oso.
And you are listening to Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast. As you can see, one, we are not in our normal studio.
No, we are not.
And we have some special guests because we are on location. Special guests, let the people know who you are.
Hi, I'm Leo.
And I keep it 100 all the time.
You did not impress him.
So,
wow.
Did you not think anything else was going to happen?
My pronouns are he, him, and I identify as queer.
See, Abe came full throttle. He gave all the whole bio.
Yeah, I'm Leo. I like turtles.
We got two different classes, right? One is like, I don't know that stuff. And the other one's like, yo, call me what I am.
Yeah, like, that's the theme for 2023, is it not? We're going to two different parties.
Speaking of parties, we just had the ultimatum queer love reunion watch party right before we recorded this.
Yes, if you haven't seen it yet, you gotta check it out. Yeah, actually, check out episode season 4, episode 23 of our show. You'll see where one of the ones where we watched it, so you don't have to.
I mean,
same situation with this one. We watched this, so you do not have to watch
they're
it.
They're totally doing you a favor.
Yes,
I mean, like, honestly.
And we needed a little help with this one.
So what they do in the ultimatum there, right? They grab a bunch of couples.
It's 5 couples.
They split them up. And they make them move in with each other when they pair them up. Situation is, each couple is in where they've given the ultimatum to each other about marriage. Nonsense. The entire show.
I'm just going to add this, like, you're adding gay to it, so it's a little extra messy.
I mean, can we just talk about all the letters? There's so many letters, so much talks of emotion. We did fast forward through some episodes because it was a lot. I don't need this.
30 minutes, not an hour.
Yes,
that's all that was
absolutely
needed.
There were like each episode. There's like each hug lasted 3 minutes and 6 seconds.
There's a
lot
of different
filler.
Angles.
Yeah.
It's always a lot of filler of them
and
just walking up to them, being like, "Oh my god, I really."
Yeah.
And that's like a whole 15 minutes of the episode.
Now
just
we
like,
fast forward.
Yo, no, I'm okay.
That's Netflix saying you guys gotta make this 50 minutes. Figure it out.
Just narrow it down to, do you want to? Not so much.
What was the one thing that got... Because for me... Well, I know for Manny, it's the cups.
Yeah.
The cups have returned this season.
The silver
for
cups.
For me...
The silver cups.
Oh, I love
them. They're everywhere.
No.
You know.
I hated the silver cups.
Stop
I made a notation. Like,
you
what's
like
up with
the
cups?
Yes.
Okay.
You liked the silver cups?
I'm No. Okay, so I got this. I got this, you guys, because I'm a reality TV show.
Oh,
okay.
Bring it down.
So, they get the silver cups because that way they don't have to stage wherever they're at. So wherever you're drinking or anything like that, they can't monitor where it's at. So it's just a reflective.
So my thing is, though...
You cannot be drinking.
I know I wasn't the only one exhausted from some of these conversations, because you could tell the condensation on these metal cups. They must have been sitting there for a minute. There were some episodes where there were beads of sweat. I'm like, man, how long have they been sitting there?
But you could put ice in a cup and just let it sit there.
Talking about their feelings.
Oh my god, we cannot dedicate this whole episode to the cups. Manny, I know you want to.
Let's move on with the cups.
For you guys, though, at least the one thing that you just couldn't get over, but you still watched all 10 episodes.
The potato chola.
Who is the potato chola?
I'm so sorry. Tiff, if you're watching this, I doubt you will.
But if you do,
I am so sorry. But, like, you have been, like, the most amazing transformation throughout it, besides Sam. But, like, also, that first episode when they put you in that blue like button down where it wasn't fitting you right.
Yes.
Who hated you?
Right.
Who hated you? I'm just saying because like you were really cool. I get where you were coming from, but like in that first episode, they did not introduce you right.
So
wait, what could you not get over?
For me, I just have one word: Vanessa.
There's always a Vanessa.
Every time that bitch was on the screen, it just irritated my soul.
It did. I mean, let's do that real quick. Let's go over these couples.
I think it's time we go through these couples.
Xander,
I got notes.
And Vanessa. Xander was the one issuing the ultimatum.
Peter Pan.
Lexi and Raven.
I love Xander.
I did too, but we all know her.
Lexi issued to Ray. Yoli and Mal. Yoli was the one who wants to get married. Mm-hmm. Mildred and Tiff. Mildred wants to get married. And Sam and Aussie.
Let's start up. So who's the first name?
Xander
and Vanessa.
Okay. What do you think about that?
So I made some notes.
Yes.
Let's hear these notes.
For Vanessa and Xander, 4 years together, in love with the idea of being in love.
I think so too.
Performative. Vanessa giving pursed white people lip. What the fuck is that? I'm sorry, you're cussing. And like horrible communication. That was my notes.
Yes.
Wait, what did you say? What did she? Her lip. We say that again.
Pursed. She was giving that like pursed, like white people, like disapproving white people.
Oh yes.
It drives me crazy.
I had to make a meme out of it. I'll show you guys later.
Anyway, that was my notes on Vanessa and Xander.
So wait, were those all for Vanessa?
Vanessa and Xander together. Nothing specific as Xander.
In love with the idea.
They were in love with the idea of being.
What do you mean? Say that.
So, like, I think because they were, like, fresh out of high school and stuff like that. You know, I think Vanessa specifically loves to be in love. And I think Xander was, like, really trying to come into her truth. And was like, well, there's this person in front of me. She seems fun. I'm going to, like, gravitate towards that. It's just young love.
Yeah.
So it's the idea of being in love that was more attractive than the actual, like, relationship.
What do you think about the fact that their boyfriends were friends before they...
I don't think that matters.
Is that a thing?
That matters so much. That's high school stuff. Yeah. Like, that happens quite often, I would say.
Do you care about your exes in high school?
No.
You think those guys are upset?
Well, not care. But if I see bad news on Facebook, I'm often like, is that what y'all are up to?
I will say
there's always petty, but there's always this like, do you really care?
Nah.
Because like,
no.
I've
no
had
cares.
Girlfriends in high school and I'm just like, yeah.
See, I had girlfriends in high school too, but... Every girl should have the gay boyfriend in high school.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they learn how they should be treated. Period.
Oh, my God. I never had one. That is such a good life hack.
Life hack.
Find yourself a gay boyfriend because you'll know how you're not trash.
All right, Xander and Vanessa, your notes.
I like Xander. As much as he has a Peter Pan, like, we know that girl. she works the mimosas. But also there's always a Vanessa. And you have to realize where as much as you want to grow, there's always that like temptation of like, let's just have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and Vanessa, as much as the actress she is, because let's face it.
Yeah.
Like acting.
Vanessa makes much more sense once you meet her dad.
Vanessa, like, doesn't... She brings the drama, but she doesn't own the drama.
Yeah.
Yes, because she does a lot of backpedaling.
Yes, if you owned it, I would be on your side, but she does not.
No.
Can we talk about this comment?
He's a whole show by himself.
He's in a psychology book, I know.
He is what you call a daddy.
Yeah.
He's what you call a daddy. That is when you say, I don't want anything to do with you. I will pay for everything you want.
He talks about renewing your vows every 7 years like a contract, right? But then he says in the same breath that he can't make it past 3 months with his dates or lovers
like,
or whatever.
And bless him, because like everybody has their same like route and method to love.
Right.
So, like, if that works for you, that's super cool. But like, when you see it in a show where it's meant to marriage, which I don't understand how people are so focused.
His daughter, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, she made this comment, like, I've been so lucky that everybody that comes into my life just loves me. Everybody just loves me, and that's my problem. But me and Manny were like, what the actual hell?
That's a lie.
The
who says that?
That's
my downfall is that people love me.
Of claws, of skeletons.
What do you think about Vanessa and Xander?
Well, honestly, Vanessa, I just couldn't get over, like, one, she looks like somebody I know who is a lot like her.
There's always a Vanessa.
Yes, yes.
A Vanessa?
No, I couldn't get over the fact that when Lexi called her out, and it was like,
right.
Like the whole show, it just kept solidifying everything Lexi said.
Lexi read her for filth.
Yes.
That's why Lexi is and will always be my favorite.
Let's talk about that. Lexi and Ray. What do we think about that couple?
Let me get my notes on this.
I'm gonna go first. So yes, when I met Lexi, I was like, oh my gosh, she's only 24. She's like more mature and emotionally adjusted than any of these bitches.
She seems like a catch, right?
But a part of me feels like she handles Fingergate. A part of me feels like she
Thank
was immature while handling.
I appreciate you so much.
Fingergate, and I was like, "Girl, you're like, you doing a lot. Also, you're only 24. Like, you're acting like your life is gonna end right now."
She acts like 30 is 80, right?
Yeah, but at 24, if my
the way she speaks
significant other was having intimacy with somebody that I already told them, like, I fucking hate that person. And you did it anyway. That is betrayal.
But she brought
you're not
going to
be
show.
In my life.
Did they not see season one?
When I was 24.
Hashtag.
I also mean, like...
And they didn't talk about it. Nope. Not a damn word.
Also, like, no one really, like, sees what happens or addresses what happens at that dinner table when they're choosing each other.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so, like, Tiff, like, goes into this, like, whole, like, I don't want to because of Mildred. And then, like, Vanessa and Xander are going back and mm-hmm. forth. And, like, everybody's, like, their second choice.
Yeah.
So, like, psychologically, when you're going into this thing, you're just, like, realizing, well, maybe, I don't know, because I've never been that. I like the idea of marriage, but, like, ultimatum, like, oh, that's what we said. Men wouldn't do that.
Yes. I did add, because I had wondered, like, why aren't there any men out here? It's queer love.
Say that.
And then.
What do you mean?
I told that to Leo.
Yeah.
And Leo said,
I don't think gay men would do that. Like, I feel like there is a, and.
You lucky bastards.
I feel like there are some occasions where, yes, it is called for, and I understand. But, like, also, I don't think that that would be, like, a thing where it would just be, like...
It would probably feel manufactured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it would feel more manufactured than anything because, like, even if it was, like, a group of gay men, I don't think the way they handled things in this...
A letter.
A letter.
But I think
there were so many letters.
Gay men do have ultimatums, but I think it's more around like the emotionality of the relationship or the physicality, but not like the progress of the relationship.
Yeah.
Not like, okay, well, we've been together 2 years, now we gotta get engaged and all that. No, those ultimatums are gonna be around like, if I catch you doing this with this person or in this way, then we're done.
Right.
That's more of a homosexual, like, gay relationship.
Yeah, like, it's a very cut
and dry. Those are the ultimatums that we
receive. I'm never gonna get away from it.
No, it's not.
Woman,
it's over, like, no.
As
no,
a hetero.
You know what I'm gonna tell you? You know what you have to do? You have to stay pretty. And popular. No, I'm just fucking around. Like, no.
Oh.
But, like, be real. Like, that's what it is. Like, honestly, like, with a lot of these people.
What was your thing with Lexi and Ray?
You know what it is like, I respect Lexi and what she wanted and what she needs.
Yeah.
24? Ew. I'm so sorry, but like,
when we say shit like that, it's from a place of privilege because we've had the privilege to live long enough where we can look back to see 24.
And I'm not hating on her because
I get that. I understand that.
Because I was definitely like, what? Girl.
No,
because but at 24, she has 100% more together at 24.
Absolutely,
than
very much so. That's what I'm saying. She was definitely a catch.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
She is headstrong, amazing, smart. She is smart and, but.
Yo, she's attractive too. Like, she's built up. Like,
but like
she's also, like an Amazon. She's like an Amazon. Right.
But like, you know, like, you, if you're going to do this, like, make sure, like, the person you're choosing is not, oh my God, who am I? Does anybody love me? Oh,
yeah. That's the thing I run about.
Like,
Ray
let me recite a poem from the fucking beach.
Yes, you're right. So she's way too put together to be going after somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
Right. Ray doesn't think she deserves love.
That scene on the beach right there was just enough for me to be like, Ray, I don't care what happens.
And they broke up after the reunion.
Right.
And oh my God.
And
they
broke up
after
the reunion.
Oh my God.
After
a
year.
Oh my God.
You didn't know that was going
to
happen?
I think they just wanted to be that couple.
Like, anybody
that stayed together.
Lexi is, I relate to Lexi in the sense of keep it together, keep it cute.
Mm-hmm.
If anything goes behind the screen,
the
curtain, fuck it.
Yeah,
me and you.
Yeah.
That, no bitch.
Manny said it was the hug at the end. That was just like weird.
It was awkward as fuck.
Dude,
that was a weird hug.
Awkward.
Oh my God.
It was a weird hug.
Well, okay, so.
What the fuck was that?
Do we think, now that Lexi's broken up, and Mal and Yoli are broken up.
Yeah, we're about
to
move them, yeah.
Lexi and Mal will hit each other up.
Yes, I absolutely think
she kept saying they were soulmates. Yeah. Oh, and her dad loved
them.
No.
Right. And her dad loved her.
No, I think as much as there was a compatibility, because there's always like when you're seeing somebody as an adult.
Yeah.
You see this, oh my God, like, we can build something, but, like, there's still this, like, sexual, like, need.
Yeah.
And there was, no offense, maybe there was, and they didn't show it, but, like...
They didn't hook up.
They didn't do
it.
Why?
Because they weren't gratuitous about it? Like,
No.
There was
an
energy
connection.
Do you remember at any point in time...
No.
But do you remember any point in time in the episodes where they actually kissed?
Yeah. Mm.
But look at Lexi's reaction to the finger gate issue. She's going to act correct, and that means she's not going to kiss somebody else either. Because in her mind, that is cheating.
And I understand that.
I do
but that
feel
doesn't
they
mean
were
that the
emotionally
desire wasn't
there.
Yes.
Like, emotionally, I feel like they really connect.
Let me ask y'all. With all the individuals that on the show say, oh, I'm really falling in love with you. Oh, I'm really falling in love with you. After just meeting each other for a week. Oh, I'm really falling in love with you. How much of a percentage do you think that is that they're just sold 14%. Themselves? On the fact
body.
That on they're on... a reality show, so they're probably like, hey, let's just have fun with it.
Oh,
I love you.
They're trauma bonded. 14%. That's where
I don't know. That's hard for me. I'm 14%. The one that's like, I won't tell you I love you until I really feel it. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings.
We speak. We're watching. We're both looking at each other like, yo, if I was on this show, let me tell you how I'd be.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what would be going on.
And then I looked at him and I said, oh, I think we might be bad people.
I'd be on the show and they'd be like, I'd be like, you got to meet my friend Leo. And it would say, Leo, this is Leo, Manny's friend / the one you can like, I'm over here thinking things.
I would be the friend that was just
like so you're going to marry her after being here for 2 weeks?
What was it? It was Mal's friend. No, it was Mal's friend.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that said, trash.
Yes. Trash.
Like, no. I'm so sorry. Like, I... First of all, like...
So this brings us to Mal and Yoli.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh my god. So, memory, I once watched a garbage dump burn, and it reminded me of their relationship.
Damn!
I was going to start off positive, but like, this is why
they're
I asked
so,
him to come with
me. Let me know your notes you got on these two.
So,
oh my god, did I put notes?
Yes, you did.
No, I don't think
Mal and Yoli.
So, Mal.
You were like, you want Mal to be your best friend.
This was my notes. Bad communication, different ideas of success.
Mm-hmm.
Yoli is giving Aquarius vibes. Life's passion changes often. That
Ooh,
was my notation.
That
on
last
that
one.
When I first met them, yeah.
Ooh, that last one.
Yoli,
that
gave, the Yoli gave the ultimatum to Mal. And mm-hmm. then at the end, Mal wanted to marry Lexi.
No.
Right?
No. Mal was always for Yoli. Like, her and Lexi had a good time.
Okay, she proposed
never,
her. That's right.
Yeah.
She proposed her.
But Mal was always about Yoli. Yoli was the...
So, here is the sadness about that. Because, A, first of all, when they first introduced Mal, it was very much sexualized that she was, like, the prime, like, girl. If
yeah.
you realize in the first episode. Which, A, first of all, rude. Second, the people that chased her were all the toxic people first.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
You know? And then, like, the good person was just, like, me and you, like, totally vibe. And that was really good. And, like, Lexi, I liked Lexi. The only thing, like, I said was, like, the first time they introduced her was just, like, sorry, tits.
Yes. Girl, yes.
Girl,
yeah,
that.
My back. I was like, my back.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
I'm wearing this for the décolletage.
She might need
But like,
find a Becky Bee later.
Right, but like, also, like, the way they introduced that, and then, like, Yoli, the way the progression was, as much as she says, like, she was, like, in looking out for my future, girl, you were looking out for money.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you want to be like, I love, I love, I love, you're looking for the stability of somebody providing for you.
Well, yeah, because love is not enough.
Which is valid.
Love is not enough.
Is very valid.
Trash!
No.
But that, she's 30, she's 32. Like,
and I'm 40, but I'm not thinking about like, oh my God, who's going to help be able to fit me half and half, or who's going to be able to support me, is who's going to bring something to the table that's going to be different. It's not going to be like, hey, are you going to provide these $20?
So it's more like
those ideals
always...
don't hit till you're 45, and then you're like, how many commas do you have in your bank account? What's your credit score?
You know, I gotta,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
Financial transaction.
Yeah.
I tell a lot of people,
I'll love you later.
I do tell a lot of people when I hit my 30s, like, I feel like something clicked, and it's like those other things, those emotional things, they just, they don't matter like that. And we have so many conversations about how, it's great that we love each other. It's great that we're friends. But better than that, it's great that we have the same plans on the shit that we're trying to do.
Right.
Course correct. I don't blame her, but like, she was wishy-washy. Exactly what Mal was afraid was gonna happen.
It happened.
Which makes
Wasn't
me so
Mal
mad.
Wasn't it Mal kept saying, I wanna know how I'm different.
Yeah, and at first,
I know
that
how
pissed
I'm
me
different.
Off. I was like, Mal, shut the fuck up, what you mean? But
no,
now I'm like,
I
get it.
What she said.
I was like, I get it. I
related to her so much more than anyone else in the episode, because I was just like, I get you, because I...
PTSD.
Not long, long ago.
Like, Mal, if you need support, I'm here for you.
Can we talk for a second about Mal's style, though? Because
yes,
her
style is on point.
The hat game, the hat game she had going on. I was like, yo.
I love her hair.
Mal has
her
reunion look was looking.
Yeah,
she
wish I could wear shirts like that.
She had the best
style from like head to toe.
The reunion look, I loved because she embraced her femininity.
Yes.
Yeah.
It
was
like perfectly her.
Amazing.
Let's move on to
Mildred and Tiff.
Move on to Mildred. Mildred. Wait, should we do Mildred and Tiff first, or should we do Aussie and Sam?
No,
first?
We'll save Aussie. Mildred and Tiff.
Yeah, we all got a lot of
what'd you call her? The
home.
Potato?
Chola potato.
The chola potato.
No, she's not the chola. Tiff is the chola potato.
Oh, girl. This is the one that I put. Mildred and Tiff, like, Latin equals spicy is a red flag. It's like a microaggression.
Extra.
Like, no. Don't stop referring to Latin people as spicy.
Thank you.
You're not your grandparents.
No.
Okay? I put, quote unquote, love at first sight. Tiff was pointed as fuck with her current communications. Multiple breakups. Child let it go. Toxic.
Yes.
Focused on sex.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, so a few other things.
No,
like,
so, going.
That.
So, yo, I don't know. As the Spanish people at the table, yo, she kept trying to generalize us.
Talk about Mildred.
Mildred, yeah. She kept trying to generalize us.
She did say
she's
like that because she's a Latina.
No.
You've been in, what do you think when you hear people say stuff
like
that?
I get really, okay, so, like, I understand. I grew up in, like, South Tampa, so, like, super predominantly white.
Yeah.
But, like, also, I grew up in, like, a very hardcore Cuban family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it comes out and in. I don't need to fight to hear. I don't need to fight to be heard.
Yes.
And I definitely don't need to be like, I'm a Latino. Like, I need to hear. No. No. You let the person talk, so then you have a conversation, not like a back and forth of like who's screaming louder.
I will say, as a Spanish woman, I'm not fond of those stereotypes that were crazy.
The fireplace.
Yeah, like, why would you? Do you hear yourself? You're also a grown ass woman with a whole child that is like 16 years old, and that is still your mentality, like. It's not hard. All you have to do is listen with two ears. That's all you have to do. I will say this. There were moments where I felt like they were using her as a scapegoat because of her attitude and stuff like that.
Well, because you also have to think about it in a show perspective.
Yeah.
Like, and not to plug another show, but like there's drag queens on it. the shit you see is not necessarily what you see.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so like, there could be a lot more backstory to it.
They're cutting a lot, yeah.
But also, brings us to what we learned in the reunion.
We'll get to.
But like, it comes to the part where you're learning the story and you're learning the people, but like the actions after the story, because there's always a reunion.
Right, yeah.
There's always a space in between where you're just like, what did they do?
And they can't even talk about it yet. Right?
Yeah.
They signed these contracts. They're not allowed to talk until...
So it does take a long time for it to come out.
NDAs.
Speaking of coming out or not coming out,
Aussie and Sam. Which, by the way... Turns out, Aussie was justified in feeling in danger, because it turned out Mildred got arrested.
Right?
She didn't hit nobody. She just threw
I'm sorry, but when you're like breaking glass and throwing stuff,
she didn't make contact.
But I bring it up because there was a specific situation where Aussie said I was afraid for my life. She said something like that, and it ticked me off because I was like, what?
Right.
Bro,
drama.
What? Yeah, I was like, don't say that. But then we hear about Mildred getting arrested. I'm like, oh,
so,
shit.
I'm right. I'm so sorry.
Aussie's over there like, I told you, bitch.
See, I'm not as extreme as Aussie, but I will say this. I have friends that are like, no, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. And they just keep picking and picking and picking. And like, for somebody like me, if you don't give me my space, I'm going to create space for me.
Right.
Whether it's physically or whatever, like, you're gonna give me my
right.
moment.
Yeah.
So I can kind of understand with the Mildred thing, like, that girl would not let anything go. And all she was saying was like, I needed a moment of silence. She's like, no, we're gonna talk about this now. Da, 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 da. And I would shut down too. I wouldn't have walked off the show.
She did.
That was dramatic.
Right?
Yeah, but because, I would have been like,
what
I'm going to put you in a timeout. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Pieces, you know?
That's the thing is, this is like, when do you define yourself versus your culture? And she just kept on referring back to the culture. And I'm sorry, like, stereotypes are stereotypes. Not every Spanish person likes spicy food.
Yeah.
Not every Spanish person likes, like, you know, citrus. Like, there's just...
Not every Latino has a tattoo of a rosary somewhere on their body.
You guys, if Casey can't, this over here. You guys were loving Sam, though.
So this is what I said about Aussie and Sam. It seems I was, I feel like Tyra. I was rooting for you. Yeah. Seems genuinely happy. Aussie seems to be stuck on traditional thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they aren't ready for the show. That was my initial thing with them. But Sam, the growth that girl did, I was...
Yeah.
Yes,
we're still
like,
debating if she's a professional therapist somehow, right?
Okay, so that's the thing. Where, like, I saw Sam in the beginning, and I was just like, okay, she's a little mousy. Like, okay,
yeah.
Librarian, I get it. And then, like, well, you have to.
Yeah.
But, like, and then you see her progression, and then, like, the fight about
with Tiff?
With the dog.
Yeah. I don't blame her.
Like, I've been waiting to talk about
Can
this
we
because...
Say semi-scripted, though? That felt so, like, pulled out somehow. It wasn't
like, somebody
real.
Just said, let's just argue about
more drama.
This.
Like,
you guys are too relaxed. Let's
yeah,
just do
like,
this.
It just came out of nowhere, dude. They were, like, all happy and fun, and then it was like, if you can't love my dog,
she
like,
probably
what?
Didn't even know she had a dog. Like, what if Sam was allergic to
I didn't
to
know
dogs?
She had a damn dog.
Yeah,
until
what
they
if
were
Sam
bro,
I
dog.
Said that. I said that. I feel like it wasn't even part of the interview.
It was
and then
part
you
of
show
nothing.
Up.
So, we had this conversation before you guys showed up. You're allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
I have thumbs out for you.
Me.
Oh.
Me. It's me, and I'm willing to say it.
Whatever, people. Let me say, on record, they have been to my apartment many of times, and I've had the same fucking dogs, and none of them have died. So, on that said...
This coming from Mr. I'm allergic to cats, and I need to be dramatic every time you come to my house about it.
Okay.
I'm a Latina. Now, let's talk... Let's talk allergies aside. I feel like, even if it was a scripted thing, I feel like there are definitely people out there
mm-hmm.
who are like... And I hate
I no.
There are those
people. There are those people. But I understand that. Here's the thing: where, like, reality hits me is we are not in my space. We are not in your space.
It's a shared space.
We are in a shared space that we are not familiar with.
Right.
The animal is not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So we can set a tone. For whatever is comfortable for both of us.
The dog could have slept in the room. She didn't want the dog on the bed.
Safi. My dog.
I understand that, though. Like, my cat, any animal I've had is welcome to sleep in the bed with me. Like, it's how I grew up. It's not a big deal. But culturally, there are a lot of people that would never allow a dog on their bed.
That's
or
true.
Sometimes not even in their home.
That's true.
You know, so you have to be considerate of those things when you're inviting other people into your space or sharing spaces.
Some people just don't want all that fur on their clothes. Can I just say it? Some people have dogs that do shed everywhere.
I never have fur on my clothes.
I'm not talking
you ever.
About you.
But this is a husky.
About you.
This was a husky dog.
They shed like a mofo.
And like what looked like a full-size
I'm
bed.
Cool. Look, I work rented cars. And I see
film.
Cars come back and there's hair everywhere. And not every vacuum can take that off.
Well.
It happens.
I mean, if you have that, it's the first.
All right, guys.
But like I always say, it's not the dog. It's the person I don't like.
All right, guys. We are
the dog is cool.
The the superlatives. I can't even.
We have been drinking and doing other things.
All right, we gotta listen to this. We're just. You guys are just gonna shoot out your answers. Ready?
Yeah, list of 10 right here. Okay. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Most likely to end up alone.
Vanessa.
Aussie.
Aussie.
Ooh.
Best changeover couple.
Lexi and Mal.
Xander and Yoli.
None of them.
Ooh.
I say none of them too. Ooh. You gotta watch the reunion. Best original couple.
None of them.
Unjudged, it would have been Aussie and Sam.
That's who I put blind, as well.
Blindly Ooh. Into it.
First blind. Episode. That's
biggest fuckboy.
I didn't get on okay. this for a minute.
I thought around the middle, Aussie, and then I saw the reunion, and I was like, you know what? Maybe it is Vanessa.
I mean, like, the only one that I would really, and I am really sorry to be vulgar, would be Mal, because, like, I don't see any other that I would be like, damn.
See, like, I chose Vanessa, but ultimately, like, a fuckboy is like a vibe. It's like a presence, right? And none of those girls had any of that.
Oh, no. I said
fuckboys to me is like when they walk in the room, you know that they're a bad choice, but you're still going to go home with them anyway.
Also, Vanessa.
And none of those.
Oh, yeah, Vanessa. But right, Vanessa right.
was like the Who's best sketch?
Mal.
I put Lexi. Mal.
Worst catch.
Vanessa.
Aussie.
Vanessa. Aussie. Aussie.
Mildred.
Yes, Mildred. I changed.
Oh my
Mildred.
God. Yeah, no, she breaks things. I can't.
Yeah, she breaks things.
I like nice things.
I like nice things too.
I like nice things. I can't do that.
Who's most likely to get divorced?
Tiff and Mildred. All of them. I said.
What? I think Aussie.
I don't think any of them are gonna get married.
No, none of them.
You gotta get married first.
Yeah,
who was the cringiest character?
Oh,
Vanessa.
Oh,
the
Vanessa.
Host.
All of.
Oh my God! No, I'm so serious. I really liked her on Reba. I didn't know that was her. Eat a sandwich.
All of.
Rethink that hair color.
Right.
Damn! All of Vanessa.
She's Cuban too.
No, all of Mildred's and Tiff's like super produced sex scenes.
The cringiest character was Vanessa's dad.
True.
The true breakup.
I changed my answer.
No.
And I concur.
No.
You love them?
I think Vanessa's dad is the most realist person in there. First of all, he did not come in there with any like pre-notions of like what was going on. And then he read his doctor for Phil.
You are coming from the land of jaded, honey. Come back from the light.
Couple.
Couple most likely to get a spinoff.
Well,
Lexi and Ray, I said.
Ooh.
But this is why. Because they're the most, like, Caucasian, most, like.
That is true.
You know, like, that couple.
TV
that
friendly.
People can TV tolerate friendly. To understand that they're lesbians,
Who's
right?
Who's getting their own spinoff?
None of them.
Ooh,
care
none
for
of,
any
them.
Of them.
Oh damn, that's a All rough right. crowd in here.
Couple most likely to start in OnlyFans.
Mildred and Tiff, I said.
Mildred.
I put Vanessa and Xander.
Vanessa probably.
This
all,
is gonna
oh
make
my
our
God!
Relationship
yeah.
Stronger.
Peter
Trust
Pan
me,
and
Xander.
Wendy.
Vanessa probably already has an OnlyFans.
Peter Pan
Who's
and Wendy.
Who's doing an
OnlyFans? Peter Pan
Vanessa.
And Wendy.
Vanessa
and Vanessa already has one, I bet. I'm telling you.
Peter Pan and Wendy, 100%.
Yeah, well, but that Wendy looks like this study.
If you guys
the
have...
The Netflix movie.
If you guys have Netflix or are able to share your password, check out the Ultimatum Season 2 Queer Love. We want to thank our guests so much for joining us. Please let the people know where they can find you.
You can't find me. I'm Leo.
Do some research. You'll find me.
I have a photography Instagram. It's AOT_photo. Yeah, check that out. Again, my name's Abe.
Awesome. We'll be sure to tag you guys on everything so you guys can find them. And if you want to know what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. At Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends on Instagram. And if you're looking to buy some official merchandise, head over to bubblebathstories.co. Until next time, bye.
You better follow.
What?